Rapid-fire YouTube videos have gone on the road. We're here in Banias in northern Israel. We're over in this country filming a documentary series on the Catholic Church. But while I'm here in Israel, I wanted to do one of these YouTube reviews because the Holy Land reminded me of Indiana Jones. Two of the movies about the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy Grail have a lot to do with this part of the world. And I saw the new Indiana Jones movie just, you know, about a month ago when it came out. And what struck me was, you find in three of those movies a very biblical theme. Remember in the first one, when the Ark of the Covenant is open, you know, the Nazi scientists and soldiers open it up, and they are all destroyed, they're melted by it, and Indiana Jones and his girlfriend are there tied to the stake, and he says, "Marion, don't look at it," and they close their eyes. And they survive because they didn't look at the Ark of the Covenant. You also see it in the third Indiana Jones movies when the Holy Grail has been kind of drawn down into the earth. The earth has opened up in this earthquake. And there's that scientist who really wants it. And she's reaching. And Indiana says, don't grasp at it. But then she falls in the attempt. He's tempted for a while. Remember, then his father says, "Indiana." And then he gives up and he's drawn back out. In the final movie, in this movie from this past summer, you see something very similar. I won't give away too much of the plot, but there's a desire to grasp at this heightened knowledge that the aliens have. And there's a female scientist played by Kate Blanchett, and she wants to have this knowledge. She wants to seize it for herself. Indiana Jones is willing to let go of it. Well, see, what you find there is this very scriptural idea that the sacred can never be grasped. Go right back now to the book of Genesis. Adam and Eve grasp at the knowledge of good and evil. They try to hang on to divinity. And in that process, they are destroyed. That's the fall. How come? Because divinity, by its very nature, can't be grasped. It can only be received as a gift in a spirit of humility.
Do you realize what the Ark is? It's a transmitter. It's a radio for speaking to God.
I would say it's a moral lesson and a spiritual lesson. First of all, it's spiritual because you can't control the divine. And see, when you try to do that, then you've got moral problems because that will conduce toward an attempt to control others. So the first thing is a spiritual move. Let go, let God offer you the gift of his life. But when you start seizing at divinity, before you know it, you'll start seizing at other people and trying to control other people. And so, in those three Indiana Jones movies, I don't think the theme is that clear in number two, but in the three of them, you've got someone that wants to grasp at divinity, wants to have it, control it, and they are destroyed in the process. Indiana Jones is a kind of biblical hero in some ways because he's allured by the transcendent. He finds it beautiful and attractive, but he never tries to grasp at it. There's a lesson right from the beginning of the Bible in these movies and very much relevant today.